being this into going to the gym was not on my 2023 bingo card. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like, it just hit me far left. Because you don't think about it, I was considering doing surgery.
As in BBL?
No, as in lipo. How will I do BBL? I already am Yash now. Hey guys, welcome to the final episode of the year of the Local Relatable Podcast. Woo! I'm sorry, my energy level is low. I'll try to spruce it up.
Sorry.
Are you a fool? So the final episode, we're now 9 episodes deep, and I mean, so far it's been good. So far so good. Before we get into how we feel about the podcast, this episode, we'll be talking about like the year of 2023, what like personality to us, right?
Yeah.
And then expectations of next year.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd say my year was full of a lot of high points.
Yes.
I had a lot of high points. But then I also had my highs were very high and my lows were very low.
Same.
But I'd say that the last couple of months have been very, very challenging. It's giving learning on the spot. Mm. It's giving growing up. It's giving learn to discipline yourself. Like, so there's some things that I'm trying to do now. Like, e.g., the not drinking. So my plan is to not drink for December.
I'm drinking for both of us.
Yes, someone will gladly drink for both of us. And I came and I decided to do it on like the 1st of January. And my plan is to not drink at all or very little. So, and that's something that like 19-year-old me will be like, hey, you want to not drink? But like, it's more like a personal thing for me. I feel like if I can curb my drinking habits in December in Lagos, then I can literally like,
you can take over the world.
The world is my oyster. So if you party in Lagos, you know that if you are a drinker on a standard night out, you're going to back at least 8 shots of tequila.
I think that's even a conservative estimate.
Honestly, I feel like on a night where you do like
3 or 4 places.
Yes. Like, by the time you get to your 4th location, like, you're drunk, you're like, oh, like, trust me. Unless you align to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, let's be for real. And I feel like it's just become excessive because I go out often. So it's like, is it every time when I'm going out that I'm going to get that? And, like, so, yeah. So far, so good. It hasn't been so bad. I'm trying to scale it back in the sense where I don't drink at all, or if I was to drink 8 shots, I'll probably drink 1 shot as opposed to 8, which is, I might as well not be drinking, to be honest. So, wish me luck on that journey. But I feel like that is definitely a 2023 thing for me.
Yeah.
Because like I said, like younger, I'm 19 year old me, or even last year myself would have been like, what do you mean you want to,
why
want
would
to
you
drink?
Go out and not drink?
Yeah. Anything? So I feel like, this mental thing we do to ourselves when we turn 30 is making me want to become more of an adult.
Yeah, 100%.
And I think that would be a good level of discipline for me.
Mm.
But yeah, this year has been very, very challenging. And I think, I don't know what my highest point. I think my birthday was a good point for me. My birthday. And I always say that once it's June, the way the blessings just start rolling into my life.
I love that.
From the beginning of June to the end of June. And you know what's so funny? This year, I had big plans for my birthday. I wanted to do a party. And then the party plan was foiling. Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to take a trip. But there was unrest in Dakar because I wanted to go to Senegal. So first of all, I wasted our tickets, which pains me to today. I'm a fucking travel agent. That anytime anybody mentions a travel agent, I always tell them that they should never use those fuckers again because they're dickheads. And I lost that money. So I went from like trying to plan a trip to like not knowing what I was going to do for my birthday, right? So I was supposed to leave for Dakar on the 5th or 6th of June. Mm. And my plan was to do something every day until I left. Mm-hmm. So like I had a pool party, I had like a house thing. Then I did private viewing of Little Mermaid.
Aww.
Like I really did a whole bunch of things. So when I realized that I was not staying in Lagos, like throughout June, I went out like I think in the 30 days in June, I probably didn't go out for like 5.
Ha.
My birthday month was a peak time for me. I loved every second of it. So I'll say that. That was definitely a high point for me. Yeah.
Okay. That's cute.
That was a good point for me. That period was good for me. What would you say was yours?
I don't know. I feel like just like you, like my 2023, very high highs, but mm-hmm. the lows this year.
No more.
Thank God for life, dear.
Listen.
I think. Do you know what? Funnily enough, my highest point this year was one of my lowest.
Really?
Yes.
How so?
So I feel like, obviously, you know, everything that happened with my friend.
Oh.
Good dog. So I had a friendship breakup this year. And I think number one.
Are you guys still broken up?
We're not. We're like high and bye friends now. So I feel like what happened with that friendship, honestly, if you would have told me that it would not break me, I wouldn't have believed it.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I didn't let anyone get into my head,
mm-hmm.
like how I handled it with a lot of grace. And the fact that like I made it out and I made it out stronger and I didn't lose anything, because I thought like a lot of people were trying to put me back in that friendship because they thought like, there's certain things that he was doing for me that I could not do on my own, which was not true.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't feel like there's anything. I feel like, in all honesty, losing people, in fact, teaches you how much you can survive without them.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's anybody that is... I mean, there are people that you love and like you appreciate and all that stuff, but in the grand scheme of things, I honestly believe... I'm a firm believer in... If it wasn't you, it was going to be someone else.
Yeah, 100%.
Or it would have been me on my own. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but I've, like, no one really owns the trajectory of anybody's journey. Like, you're not God.
No, of course. But you know when certain people go out and that's what they portray? So, obviously, other people that are going to believe and think like that.
Yeah.
So, for me, like, I didn't allow anyone to get into my head, like... I made a firm decision on my own and I stood by it. So
which is fair.
I feel like that situation, it caused a lot of growing up.
It did.
It made me see, like, people can really be like this. So, and, like, I feel like there was a little bit of naivety left in me.
Mm-hmm.
Or more... 00, nothing.
I feel like we'll always have a certain level of naivety, but I think what's important is people that are in your life not taking advantage of it, because I don't think you're ever really, no matter how much you learn, like I feel like you always will still end up making some dumb decisions.
100%.
You know what's so funny? This year is the first year that I've realized that I'm honestly not afraid to lose, like, not like they die, but like if I don't speak to anybody anymore, I've made my peace with that.
Yeah, 100%.
I used to be so concerned about things like that, like, oh, we're never gonna fight, bro. If we fight, man, that's it. Like, I just feel like some things are not that deep. You know that girl is not that deep. Sorry, it was just right there. I was listening to it when I was doing my lashes, and it was just right there. Wow. Like, I was just like, sometimes it's not that deep, man. Like,
it's not.
Yeah, I miss you or whatever, but I think anybody that's stressing me out right now, I love me more, man. Like, less of that.
Yeah, way. I've really learned to choose myself
this and year. I'm too nice. For me to be cutting you off, it means that you fucked up. Honestly.
Yeah. I don't fight like that too.
You ain't fighter.
Yeah?
Nothing.
Okay. All right. Because I've almost racked once or twice. Almost, though. Not that I racked. Persuasion. Almost, though.
What was your biggest lesson of 2023?
My biggest lesson of 2023. I think my biggest lesson of 2023. What's my biggest lesson? With or without, life goes on, though. Life goes on. And that applies to everything and everyone. With or without.
Like my mom would say, soja come, soja go, barracks still day.
I swear. In everything, you can either keep it moving or you get left behind. So if you like that thing that's troubling you or that person that's making you feel any type of way, or more, with or without, life goes on. And it's up to you whether you're going to let it hold you back and you're going to just stop. Because it's all, in all honesty, it's only you that stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's only you that will stop. Everybody will keep going. So I think that's the biggest lesson I've learned this year.
I think my biggest lesson is, nobody above blocking.
Nobody above.
You do like, Olori Buruku, I block you. You say rubbish,
I block you.
But like, I think I've always been like that. So I don't know if that's my biggest lesson of 2023.
Maybe 2023, you've had to actually tap in and apply it more.
I feel like I really established a lot of my boundaries in 2023.
Importantest.
Even though I'm still struggling with some,
I
did establish a lot of boundaries in 2023.
That's good.
So I think I am. I would say that I did that.
You go, girl.
So 2024, I don't know what to expect, because if anybody told me that 2023 was going to be how it was, I would have been like, no way.
Shut the fuck up.
You get what I mean? There were so many good points of 2023. But in 2024, I think I really want to come into, like, I really want to do a lot of stuff, like, in terms of, like, my business and I feel like that's something that I'm really trying to focus and work on in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really trying to build more of like a financial stability for myself in 2024. I think that's my main goal. Because that's all I've been thinking about, right? And I want to be one of those people that when it's time to pay rent, I'll just be like, is that it?
Oh, smart.
Please send your account number. Let me even give you Jara. That is where I want to get.
Yeah.
That's where I'm trying to get. You get me? Because
we said this last time, rent prices are crazy.
Excuse me. But anyway, I feel like I'm working towards, I'm just trying to be more financially stable and secure in that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
In 2024, I'm just open to like, what's that? In 2024, I'm open to... I'm very open to meeting, obviously. I'm always open to meeting new people. I want to travel more.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to smash all my gym goals.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're really doing that muscle mommy thing for real.
Yeah, muscle mommy, not the small one.
Not the small one.
The big one. Like, I'd not even, like, being this into going to the gym was not on my 2023 bingo card. Like,
really?
Yeah. Like, it just hit me far left. Because you know the thing about it, I was considering doing surgery.
As in BBL?
No, as in lipo. Oh, like do BBL. I already am Yash now. Liposuction. So that it will suction all the fat from my stomach. Like, I was really considering that, but...
You're greedy.
I decided to. I'm greedy.
Yeah, greedy. Well,
really? Is that what you take from that I'm greedy?
Yeah, greedy.
Why?
Because you are already shapely. You want to collect all the shape in Lagos, finish.
So?
You said that so.
You know, well, you know that, like, my sexy is not your face. It's
subtle.
It's
subtle.
That is exactly how you pronounce it. Subtle. Subtle. So, but, like, I was really considering, but, like, I honestly felt like I was going to do so much. I felt like, and I like.
And I would have made fun of you if you didn't have a belly button. On God.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen? Yeah.
I know some people don't have belly buttons. So, I was very nervous about it looking too man-made.
Yeah.
You know, I love, like, the way my body is, the way it is. I'm supposed to have stomach. Like, have you seen?
I think you're so fine. I don't think you need any liposuction.
I'm not getting it.
Anyway. You're less good.
So, like, I just took the gym seriously and I'm very proud of my... I think the gym even really motivates me. Because when I... In the lowest parts of my year...
That was still a constant.
Yes. So, from when I quit my job and, like, I wasn't... Like, I was... I couldn't go out. I couldn't, like... It's so funny that people think Instagram is real life. Because I went through a phase where I wasn't going out. I wasn't eating. I was crying so much that I would throw up. Like, and then... Like, I would take this break off Instagram and not post on my stories for, like, a week or 2 weeks. And then I'll just
come back. And then you just come back.
And then I've posted... and I always come back and I post a picture of me from the gym. Because I've still been going to the gym.
Yeah.
So I just post a picture of me maybe going to the gym from my living room or at the gym. And I write proof of life. Meanwhile, I'm dying.
Yeah, you're bed like this.
Listen. Yeah. Like, like, this year was so dynamic.
That's the word for it, boy. Dynamic.
Like, 1 minute, I swear I'm okay. Word. And the next minute, I'm fighting for my goddamn life.
Come on, regularly. That, I feel like, for me, honestly, that fighting for my life, P, it happened a lot in 2023. It happened more often than it should have.
In 2023?
Yeah. And I'm not carrying that one into 2024. I'm not. Fair. No, thank you. No, thank you. But I'm trying to get like you in a gym. I feel like, honestly, I feel like for me, there is a lesson that God wants me to learn in consistency.
What does that even mean?
To move to my next stage in life.
You have to be more consistent.
I need to be more consistent.
Okay, I understand.
There's
that.
A lesson inside that consistency, that being consistent, that God wants me to learn.
Okay.
Right. And I feel that working out, going to the gym is going to help me build that consistency in other parts of my life. Because this is the thing, I don't want anybody to be like me, because I take adulting too seriously. Because in all honesty, my question is, if I don't do this thing, who will beat me? Tell man on me. Nobody.
Man.
So
I think my biggest motivator is rent. And that's why I laugh when you said that. Like,
my biggest motivation is not being broke in Lagos. Do you know how dead that is?
It's very raz.
Such a raz thing to be
broke. Also, there's even different categories of being broke, safe. You know?
Yeah.
There's different categories.
That's
B-R-O-Q-U-E. I feel like there's broke, like, you can still go out to eat to
drinks. That's broke. Hey.
There's broke that you travel, but you travel business class. I mean, economy. There are different types of being broke.
Yes, sir.
I think so. Well, there's also broke that you cannot buy data.
Yes, no.
That's that's giving trenches.
Yeah, that's giving trenches.
But
I don't pray on anyone.
Ah, my sister. I don't pray to anyone either. But anyway, I feel like we should have opened this. I always say this after we started filming the episode, but I feel like this is an episode that we should have thrown out to the public.
Yeah.
So that they will share their experiences of 2023. But I feel like you still can, like, let us know how 2023 was for you. We'll do it on
the first episode of 2024.
We'll talk about it next year. So, like, what you're grateful for, what you're sad to see go, or what you're even happy to see go. Because sometimes,
there are things, you lose things, is a blessing in disguise.
I'm not even going
to
lie.
There was one gig I was meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
in somewhere in the world that's not Nigeria.
Okay.
And I was going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, this thing is not hard. Pay my money, buy my flight. Mm-hmm. It's not difficult. You are making it difficult. Mm-hmm. They shut up that club or that venue.
Did you say they shut up the venue? As in, you're pew, fucking pew, insane, pew, man. Pew, pew. Why the fuck would you say that?
That's a blessing in disguise. Of course, it's a blessing in disguise. If they book me, will I not be there as well?
Ah, you are weary.
So, goddamn. Thank God no lives were lost. So, okay. No lives were lost, but that's still traumatic.
But yeah, the thank God the club, I did not have damn, to thank go God you were in there for real though. Oh, I thought you meant like the shots of the club and like, look at them, they did not book you. I thought that's where you were going with that. That's why I was like, that's a bit dark to me.
No. Oh, God, no.
Should I be worried that that's how my own mind works?
No. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's the question we should be asking.
I'm screaming. But, okay. What else? What would you think is the most interesting thing that happened, like, generally in 2023?
As in the world, generally.
Yeah. What is something that had the world at a standstill this year?
I'm trying to remember. Between January and March, there was one guy on Twitter doing New Year calendar.
So oh, yes, it's events, true.
Something happened in February. Was it this year that they want to do World War III?
That Ukraine started fighting. Mm. Yes, it was.
Seems so long ago.
So many things. And then the Ukrainian president was now on the cover of Vogue.
What a plot twist.
That actually happened.
That's actually crazy. From going around saying, hello, women, children, men that are not in military, help us fight.
Yeah, that's actually ridiculous.
Being on the I can't believe he was
on the cover of Vogue. I don't know who advised him, but those people hate him, clearly. What else happened?
Someone slapped the French president. That was this year as well.
Was that this year?
I think so. I believe it feels like it was this year. What's I don't think it was last year.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
That, yeah.
Tinubu became president this year.
That happened.
Mm-hmm.
That is a thing that happened this year.
Yeah, elections actually feel like they were last year.
Yeah, the elections feel so long ago. So long ago.
Oh my God, elections do feel like it was last year. What else happened?
Goodness, it was this year.
It was when they brought Amon Tanka to Ikate for us to be able to vote. That was some next level piece, man.
They did what?
Yeah, because they were scattering like the ballot, like the all the polling units.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, polling units in Nigeria is stable and
cubicle. And you might get a marquee, might get a little tent.
If you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
So they came and they were like wrecking havoc, flipping tables, throwing away ballot papers and all that stuff.
Yeah, of course.
And like armored tanker had to. Like, the army had to come in, like, a tank. I have a video of it on my phone. I'll look for a video of it so that they can actually play it, so that it's not like as if I'm missing.
But,
like, yeah. Like, we couldn't vote. Like, we were running for our lives. Some guy literally wanted to break my phone. Because I was trying to call my friend to ask my friend where she was. Because she was at a different polling unit, but in the same area. As I was calling her, he saw my phone out and was like, you're making a video, Abby? Bring that phone. Bring that phone. And I'm just like, guy.
You don't know you used to live down Jet KG in the gym.
I could not start living in the gym then. Me, I was not even going to fight an area boy. If you had seen them, girl, you'd have been skirt. I will jump skirt.
Oh my God. Polling was very quiet in my polling unit. Very quiet.
It wasn't. I wish it was. I was in the same polling units with like Files and Demlot. So you know all the drama that they had. Exactly.
No.
But then I'm just looking at my favorites and I was like, I traveled this year.
Yeah, same actually. I had a good time in Paris.
Yes, I saw you. Your Paris trip gave me serious FOMO.
I had a good time in Paris.
I did. I had fun in Lebanon. And
no, I really traveled this year.
When I went to Lebanon?
It feels so far away. I'm even talking about my own travel.
I went to Lebanon in March. I went to Ghana in July. And I was in London in August and September. I want to travel again, Sha.
I really traveled.
So by the time you're watching this podcast, I'm
like, oh, I might have jackpot. I did Kenya. Kenya was beautiful this year. To Kenya. And Tanzania.
Mm.
And Uganda.
Who did you go with?
And Rwanda.
Who did you go with? Solo trip, Abby?
Yeah. Halakuba. Oh, child. I went. I actually didn't go on my own. I went with manager Toby.
Okay, cool story.
So, my manager. Where else? I DJed for some of my favorite brands this year.
That's cool.
I did YSL.
I did
MAC.
You did Adidas.
I did Adidas. I really enjoy Adidas.
I actually wanted to wear that bodysuit today, you know.
Why didn't you?
I don't know. I felt like I should save it for next year.
Can you imagine? Me, I've stopped saving clothes. Every occasion.
I want to wear it out.
Oh, fair. Every occasion is a happy occasion.
I'll give them in front. I can't believe I can't find this video from elections. It doesn't sound like as if I'm in Louisiana.
I'm screaming. No.
Oh, my God. Oh, one of my friends had a very, 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 very beautiful baby.
Oh, that's cute.
This year. And she named her Amiola.
Oh, that's cute. That's very cute.
I thought
cute.
It was insane. Obviously, like, she just loved the name, but...
Yeah.
I thought that was also very, very cute.
That's so sweet.
What else happened to me this year? Oh, one thing I want to learn by my birthday next year is how to swim.
You don't know how to swim?
Is this a safe space or not?
Yes. Yeah, wow. I'm reiterating the question. That's fine.
If I know how to swim, why am I going to learn how to swim?
I'm just shocked because you have all the technology and capability to float naturally. So I'm just kind of shocked that you don't
know how to swim. I have hydrophobia. I almost drowned when I was younger. Yes. I literally almost drowned. They had to do CPR for me. So I have
It reached that. So can you get in the pool now? Mm-hmm. So now you want to learn how to swim?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say I'll teach you, but that now seems like a lot of responsibility. And
you, I don't trust your ass. Get out of here.
I'm a really good swimmer.
I know that you're a good swimmer, but will you have the patience to teach
me? Yes, now.
Somebody that is afraid of water, will you be patient enough?
Yes, now. I know water can be... I used to be scared. Me, that I know how to swim. I went to Tanzania. I jumped inside the ocean with life jackets.
I remember you saying
and
that.
I thought I was going to join the mermaid at the beginning, at the end of the...
Can you see the video?
For voting?
Yeah, for voting. They said, tanka. Let me just send it to the group chats
before I have to look for it. I thought I was going to join the mermaids at the bottom of the
ocean. I'm screaming.
That was very scary.
Oh my God, did you watch that documentary about mer people on Netflix?
No.
So it's a documentary about mer people. They sort of like dress like mermaids. There's a whole community of it.
Hold on, wait a minute.
There are black people there. It's not only white people.
So wait, hold on. Chill. So there's a group of people. There's a community of people.
Mer people. That's what they're called.
Wait, chill now. There's a community of people.
Of mer people.
Okay, there's a community. There's a community of mer people.
Yes.
But they aren't actually like born and living in the ocean.
No,
like them,
they're just human beings that swim. Yeah.
They just swim.
Mm-hmm.
So on they a wear Sunday, fins. They gather around.
Not on a Sunday. They have full on, like, it's a full on career. On cruise ships, they have pageants. They do like a whole bunch of stuff. Like, they actually have contests where they come to prove who is the best person. No way. Their fins go for a minimum of $3,500. Those fins that they wear. Like, so they work at children's parties. They'll wheel them out in a wheelbarrow and then throw them into the water.
Are you being serious?
Yes!
called mer people.
Have you not seen this video that is trending of the mer woman that was swimming and her fin got cut in the thing?
And then she removed it.
Yes! What do you think she was doing?
One of the mer people.
Babe, mer people is like, are you joking? Do you know, I'm searching, I'm literally opening Netflix so that I can show it to you. It's like a thing. That was a documentary I watched, me and two of my friends. Obviously, we're high, but it was so funny.
Do you know what the craziest thing was, yeah? In my head, I was like, ask her if she's high, if she was high.
Right. See, it's mer people. See, the poster is even a black girl. See them? I'm not even joking. See now.
I beg. Them's
so they have their own issues, though. Like, they get their ears, they have air, because the tanks are really, like, high, you know, so they'll swim from top to the bottom, so their ears pop. They usually just one small hole in the top, so they have to do breath control, and you know, they put little pockets inside the fish tank, so if they can go there for a bit, they'll pretend like as if they're playing, but they'll go there, catch their breath for a bit, and then like go back. Like, it's a full on, it's a challenge. Why do you look disgusted?
I'm not disgusted. I'm just confused.
That's what they're doing, though.
What do you do for a living? I'm a merman.
Merwoman.
I'm a merwoman.
Yeah. That's what floats their boat.
Things are happening in this world. That's all I will say. Wow.
I found it fascinating, though. But anyway.
The annoying thing is that I'm actually going to have to watch that documentary now.
What, Mer People?
Yeah.
Please. Tell me what you think when you finish watching it. Honestly. Try. I watched it from me, and it's just 4 episodes. And they're 44 minutes each. There's a guy that has opened a tank in some parts, obviously, it's in America. Some states in America where people are trying to... Some babe literally put all her things in the back of her car and drove across the country because she wants to be a male woman. I'm telling you.
People are different.
They're very...
Do you think you could be a man if you got over your... If you learn how to swim and you got over everything, do you think you can be a mer person?
Do you know something? I feel like I'm one of those people that can start something like that. And then I will stop and then I'll just have a cult of people that do it. I feel like...
I think you'd be an awesome cult leader, you know?
Yes, that's where I was going. I feel like...
I think you would make a really good cult leader.
There are certain traits I have that will make me a good cult leader.
Yeah.
Not black brow and all those unilags.
What's black bra?
All these hardcore cultists. No, that's not
talking about. No, but I'm talking about
the ones that you see, they talk about on Netflix. Those types.
Did you watch the one Surviving Twin Flame?
No, I haven't watched it.
Such a good fucking documentary. Such a good documentary. So, yeah. What the documentary is about, right? You know what a twin flame is?
No.
Okay. So, a twin flame, yeah.
Can I Google it?
Yeah, you can Google it. Uh-huh. A twin flame is meant to be, like, basically your kindred spirit.
Uh-huh.
Do you get? Like, a twin flame is basically, like, you, but in another body. Mm-hmm. So it's not your soulmate, too. It's okay. Just someone that burns like you. Jesus. Okay. Cool. So twin flame can be anyone. It doesn't necessarily have to be romantic, but they're talking about it in a romantic context. So what they're now trying to say here is that, Omo, for this amount of money, we can find you your twin flame. It was just a massive scam. One babe, she said that when she joined, she said that they said in the next 24 hours, you're going to be in public alone and someone is going to talk to you and he's going to be your twin flame. Why did she get married to a man that was basically homeless? You think I'm joking? She was alone in the park. Reading, and she said one guy that just looked homeless came up to her and started talking. Yeah, because you're sitting alone. You're probably sitting on his bed. And they were like, how have you guys been? Have you gone on a date? Then obviously, you know, like they will show a video of like what was happening then. Then they'll do the personal, like the present date. She goes, I didn't want to marry John. John was way older. He looked homeless. He smelled funny. I just didn't believe he'd be the love of my life. Or must she marry him? She marry him. And it was a real cult. Like, they'll tell you, write a letter to your parents saying that you don't want to do anymore. That thank you for the love, but some of the love you honestly, people were I giving like me this is why I can't was do. The I'm abuse. Nice. I'm was also nice. Abusive, and I have to leave and find my own family.
I feel bad.
What like, do you mean you feel bad?
If I was a cult leader telling
them, can I ask you a question? If by freeing their family you're making millions, would you still feel bad?
Oh, yes, I will feel bad.
But will you still tell them to leave their family?
No.
So you'll be a poor cult leader.
You know, that sounds sad. Do you know what I would do? What? I would make sure, you know, I'll be kind of cult leader that will never collect anything from my followers. They will just do everything for me. I'll never ask.
So how would you? Would they know what you want to do?
Don't worry, there'll be hints. It's giving Nigerian pastor.
That's what I was about to say. It's like,
there'll be hints.
I believe in God.
I believe
that this church roof,
that a Range Rover Velar.
I slept last night and I dreamt
that I was driving.
I dreamt that I was driving a Maybach. And the God I know, the God I serve, he does not just show me things in my dream.
You see?
He makes them come true.
No, I don't use God. But then nah. If I said the calls, I would slap. Trust.
I think you'd be good.
I think so too. But anyway, I don't have plans on starting the calls or any of those peas. But I feel like if I ever did, it would slap. Anyway.
Yeah, you should think about it, you know.
Says Nichols. Please zoom. You know, I've already said that. Did they arrest cult leaders? No, they.
Yeah? No, you like there's a fine line between like cult leading and abuse.
So honestly, I feel like you cannot lead a cult without being abusive. You have to. That is literally the psychology of it. You have to make people think.
Is there an ethical way to brainwash?
No. There is no ethical way to brainwash.
That sucks, man.
Is that how you say, is there an ethical way to brainwash? How?
Yes, now, like some people, they'll be like punishing and waterboarding their people. I'm sure there's like a free love way to
brainwash. What would that be?
I don't know. I don't really sit down in my living room and think, how can I brainwash the world today?
You should.
This is why you're scary.
I'm scary. I know sometimes I people be self I scare myself because why? Like, and you know the funny thing about this thing is I've not thought about it extensively, but I'm so confident.
You thought about one or two.
Yeah.
You thought about one or two.
Anyway, enough of that.
I feel sorry. You know me, I used to really be into like true crime.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be scarily into true crime. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to sleep. That's what I'm watching.
Mm-mm. I've never been like that.
And I was like deep into true crime. Like it used to worry Fizzy and my mom how much I listened to true crime.
Have you watched Bad Surgeon on Netflix?
No. I should watch it.
It's if you're into medical documentaries, it's a medical documentary about a doctor called Paolo Macchiarini.
Mm.
And he believed that he could cure people with long related disease. He felt like he could cure them by exchanging their real tracheas with plastic tracheas. So he was putting plastic tracheas in people, and he never did animal testing. He built the prototype
human testing
and went straight to human beings. And when you see the videos of what he did to these people, there's a babe that she had to have 191 surgeries from the day he put the plastic trachea in her till she lived in and out of the ICU, but she never left the hospital. She was in hospital for 4.5 years and they had 191 surgeries on her. Literally. And this man, he's in prison for how many years? No, his prison sentence is ridiculous. He thinks he's in prison for...
like four consecutive life sentences.
It's not anything crazy. He's not in prison for any long crazy...
oh, it's not a long...
It's not. He only got aggravated assault for like two people. And he's killed a little girl. Like, he was... in fact, you need to watch this.
I'm going to watch it.
That one is... He had a team of doctors following him.
Yeah, those are his cult people now.
That's literally why that's where I'm going with those this.
Are his disciples.
Like, it was so crazy. It wasn't until he had killed like five people that they started saying, "Oh, something's a bit off."
It's only,
I'm telling you, until he had killed at least five, you could see their videos of him knowing that the trachea was too short, and he still said they have to do
it. He's going
crazy. God now allows to see bad thing. Anyway, sister. I thought that was interesting. I think you should watch it. So, what do you want the viewers to expect from the podcast in 2024?
More chaos.
More
stories of us doing things for the plot.
No, me, I want to be
what? Mysterious? What? Okay.
Not mysterious.
I want to continue. Honestly, let me not lie. Since I said I want to start doing things for the plots,
You stopped.
No.
Your life has been
very sweet and interesting.
I think doing things for the plot is interesting.
Honestly, and I find that when I say I'm doing things for the plot, I trip and fall into my goals. So I think, yes, no.
Is that what we're calling them now?
You're mad.
Are you okay? Which one be?
Hey. I want you to keep it short. Sorry. I want you to keep it short. Yeah. So for my personal life, I'm going to continue doing things from the plot so I can come back and be having interesting stories to tell you people. For the plots, it's because I haven't given Valerie the latest gist. That's why she's just very calm.
I can only imagine.
However,
I think I'm tired of doing things. I think it was even doing things for the plots that led me to implement.
Yeah, no, but this is
don't worry about it.
I have Valerie to tell me when the plot is getting
so thick.
Do you get? So I have a whoa there person. I think like the podcast is just gonna grow.
I think it's
just gonna build an amazing community of beautiful women and the men that do listen. And
the 30%
that do you listen? So for me, it's just growth. Yeah, we can, okay. As long as we keep doing it, we can only grow.
Me, like I said, in 2024, from the podcast, expect just more low-key relatable conversations.
Yeah.
That sometimes are crazy, but they're also low-key relatable. That's just the thing. I think a lot of people DM you and be like, oh, I can never say this in public, or thank you so much for saying this, it resonated with me, blah, 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 blah. You're welcome. It's a thankless job, but we have to do it. Someone's got to do it. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to just being more myself in 2024 and being happy.
Yeah,
I think I really came into myself this year, and I'm very excited for next year. My birthday, for my 31st, I do not want to be in Nigeria.
Amen.
We
are not going to be in Nigeria.
I'm not going to be here at all. Like, I have some serious plans for next year. And it's before my lips to go to ears.
Yeah, so, for real.
So, do you have any New Year resolutions?
I don't do New Year's resolutions because I feel like resolutions is always, like, stopping or taking something away or, like, do you get... I feel like my goals, I won't go into specifics, but generally my goals are, I just want to grow as a person in every way, shape or form,
mm-hmm.
and just elevate as a human being. I feel like my mother's prayer have brought me this far.
Mm-hmm.
But me too, let me have a stronger direct line to God. So I just want to grow spiritually, physically, mentally, in my career. Everything is going.
Everything, Ali.
Everything, Ali. I just want to become a badder bitch.
All my close friends, in 2024, I want to hear the cry of a baby. I want to carry. I didn't even going to react like that. Somebody was like, are we talking about the same thing? I want to hear the crowd.
Stop pointing at me. I'll fight. No, Valerie, I'll fight. With who? With who? With who?
You have a legible bachelor talking to. I want to hear the crowd, baby. I want to come and do a move.
Do you know what? Yeah. You know what? There's nothing my God. I'm open. That might be part of the plot that thickens. Oh.
Please, I was joking.
I'm open.
I was joking, please.
Anything I'm God
sorry.
Was.
Tell me, please. Shanu me. I was joking. Sorry. Don't.
Anything that don't, God wanna happen.
Don't do, please. We move. I'm joking. Sorry. I will not place you like that again. Please don't be angry. How can you say okay? but yeah, for real, I'm open to obviously a lot more collaborative work because I'm now freelance and I'm just trying to just figure out my life financially, mentally, spiritually, everything.
Yeah.
So hopefully 2024 is more kind to us than 2023 was. And I really do hope that, like, I've wanted to talk about it, but I don't want it to be performative, but I feel like the war in, not the war, the genocide in
Palestine.
And Gaza Strip is actually so crazy. And I was watching some videos today and I was just like I didn't even have the words.
I
hope that ends soon. I can't even say I wanted to end this year, but I really hope it ends soon because
the videos like are being lost. Like there's so much terror, so much chaos, so much pain. So much. Like it's ridiculous. And I feel like honestly it shows, like, with bigger organization, like, the, like, WHO, and, like, the, what do they call them? The other one? The UN.
Yeah. I just feel like
the lack of intervention is astounding. Like, what is the hold up?
I don't understand. So, I don't understand, like, I don't understand the politics of it, but, like, obviously, the fundamental issue is that Israeli soldiers have been bombing Palestine.
So basically, it's like, right? Yeah. So the brass tacks of everything, like if we're going to bring it all the way down, is that they're fighting for land.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm aware of that. But then the thing about it is, the reality of it is, like, apparently Gaza is small. Like, they had like 2.something million people total.
Mm-hmm.
So like I just don't understand how, and soldiers take orders. So I don't understand what kind of orders that their leaders are giving them that makes it okay to like just pretty much wipe out. Like, I don't know. When NSAIDs happen?
Yeah.
Is nothing, absolutely nothing like what is happening in
of course not
Palestine. But do you remember how we felt?
Yes, 100%.
So like imagine if that is amplified to the highest degree and it just never stops happening. Ah, it's so crazy. I don't know, man. I just think like, I think I'd be past prayer, but then I don't know what can be done because there's so many funds to donate to and there's so many things to do, play your own part, but then they're literally bombing places every day. They're bombing hospitals. Mm-hmm. They're burning, like churches. Nowhere is safe.
I think at this point, so they like their underground systems, they want to go. And
yeah, there's still reporters there that are covering the news. And I saw a comment that really, really, really touched me where someone said, every morning when I wake up, I check your page first to see if you're still alive.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Every morning when I wake up, I think to check your page first to see if you're still alive. And it struck a nerve with me because that is so deep.
I think
tragic to end the podcast on this note, but
I feel like
apparently what's going on in Congo as well, I feel like it's very important to like talk about these things, because
the Congo one is the craziest one, because literally unless you go searching for it,
you're not going to see anything about it.
There's no coverage on it on any popular news outlets, nothing. Like it's all very jarring, it's all very tiring.
On a lighter note, what happened to the bed bugs in Paris? Like, all of a sudden,
the bed bugs are still, but let me tell
there
you,
there were bed bugs in Paris, and it was all over the news. And the next thing, we just don't hear about bed bugs about in Paris anymore.
That people might flog me for. Have you been to Paris?
Dirty. No, I haven't, but I've heard
Paris
it's dirty.
Is a dirty city.
Apparently.
No, Paris, yeah, if you see a puddle, avoid it, because it might not be rainwater, it might just be piss. Paris.
He's giving some parts of London.
No, it's worse.
I'm screaming.
When I was there, that's when all like essential workers and stuff were on strike. There were trash bags piled like everything. Paris, people only show you the pretty parts of Paris. So for them to have bed bugs or more, I'm not really surprised.
Alrighty.
But I did not make it to London, so... Love that for us. I don't think so. It would have been a problem because you know all the seats on the underground are made out of cloth.
It would have been a serious problem.
It would have been a problem. People would have cried out now. I know.
It would have been a serious problem for Alrighty then. Thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Thank you guys.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. Bam
bam.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Bam bam bam.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Bam bam. Ha. And a happy new year.
Jazz hands. I hope that 2024 is better for everybody than this year was.
Yes.
And we hope to see you in the new year.
What do you mean we hope to see you? We're seeing you in the new year.
For all things Low Curly Spool, please visit our Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or... anywhere else you can find us. It's Low-Key Relatable Pod. Until next year. Bye.
What's good, guys? My name is T.
And I'm V.
And I'm here to tell you some exciting news. We are running an amazing giveaway for Low-Key Relatable. And all you need to do to win a piece of our exclusive merch. So exclusive that no one else has it.
To be honest.
Me and her.
Actually, there's one I have that you don't have.
Okay, even I don't have a piece of the merch. Apparently. But all you need to do to win is under this video... comment your favorite episode and why it's your favorite episode.
Yes.
And we will pick at random. So good luck, guys.